This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Republicans in Congress are increasingly turning to a little-known law to overturn federal public lands decisions. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, the move could reshape land management in our region.
The Congressional Review Act, or CRA for short, lets Congress roll back certain federal agency rules. Historically, it's rarely been used on public lands, but that's changing. Last year, the CRA overturned Biden-era Bureau of Land Management plans in Montana, Wyoming, and other states. Now, lawmakers are targeting a mining ban in Minnesota and could try to unwind plans for Utah's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument. Joe Lupino-Esposito with the Conservative Pacific Legal Foundation applauds Congress for reining in federal agencies.
The way they've been using a lot of public land orders, land management plans, guidance documents, they've really kind of overstepped what Congress should have given them the power for.
Critics argue the strategy sidelines public opinion and creates uncertainty over scores of past lands decisions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Union workers at one of the largest meatpacking plants in the U.S. voted to potentially strike. The plant is located in Greeley and owned by JBS. Union leaders say the company has scaled back hours and increased the pace of production to dangerous levels. Union President Kim Cordova says a strike would be unprecedented.
If they want to come back to the table and they want to bargain, we're happy to do that. But if they do not, then the likelihood of a labor dispute is... it will be imminent. It will happen.
The threat of a strike comes at a tough economic time for the meatpacking business, as costs for cattle are historically high. Mostly sunny and warm in Metro Denver this weekend. Good morning, Boulder. Expect highs in the 60s for the next few days. Mountain communities, Vail, in highs in the 40s mostly. Thank you for listening to your statewide public radio service. This is CPR News, and it's 8:06.